On Saturday at noon, 200 Tampa Bay residents protested against oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. They lined up along the shore of Treasure Island in Pinellas County, held hands, and chanted, hey ho, fossil fuels have got to go. Christine Wall is an organizer with Greenpeace.
Hands Across the Sand is a demonstration or an action to protest offshore drilling. And we're here to show that we support that. We support the movement to stop offshore drilling, to stop fossil fuel use. We need to have solar in the Sunshine State. And the BP oil spill is still affecting the Gulf 3 years later. There's still mutagenic and carcinogenic effects from the core exit. BP used some pretty untested tactics to try to clean up the oil spill so they wouldn't have to pay a fine on how much was actually spilled. The core exit itself is 4 times more toxic than oil. 1 gallon contaminates over 383,000 gallons of water. And we're still seeing effects on dolphins dying, lesions on fish, reproduction rates down, etc.
Tell us about today's event, what happened here at Treasure Island, what it looked like and what it sounded like, and why you were participating.
Well, we were really happy about the turnout. There was over 200 people that showed up. There was a lot of fun activities with paddleboard races, and there's some contests that are still going on. There's a lot of vendors here. It was a lighthearted event. People were, it seemed, happy and joyful to be here and to be together holding hands, chanting, hey ho, fossil fuels have got to go. So I would say it was a great turnout.
For more than 3 years, Hands Across the Sand has been a way for people to show their support for alternatives to oil drilling. Members of community groups and environmental organizations participated, including Sierra Club. Mary Bright is a licensed clinical social worker and Sierra Club member.
It's a very important event. People are gathering together to hold hands across the sand here at Treasure Island Beach and all the way up and down the state of Florida to make a statement that we feel it's very important to protect our waterways and the beaches and the tourist money that comes in from all of this. Last month, Pinellas County Clearwater had its best month on record for bringing in tourist dollars, and we need to protect that money. That's a wonderful source of income for us. We don't want businesses that are going to come in and release toxins into the environment and destroy this beautiful area that we have. We want to keep the area beautiful so that it's nice for the people who live here and also for the tourists who come to visit us.
Suzanne Zeller is also a member of the Sierra Club.
I am out here on the beach today to just remind us all about the importance of finding cleaner energy, not, you know, having more oil wells in our Gulf of Mexico because of the pollution we sustain. There's still, understand from USF, there's still a lot of negativity going on in the bottom of the Gulf from the last oil spill as far as the plant life and the, and nature goes, and it's not over. I was very disappointed this week to find that Shell Oil will be drilling a 30,000 foot deep well, not right here in Tampa Bay area, but up on the, just on the other side of New Orleans. So it's not stopping. I feel like, you know, the Gulf is going to be exploited for its oil, just like we're doing the fracking. I think it's important for us to start thinking about moving in another direction as far as our energy sources. And that's why I'm standing here.
Jane Myers helped the Garden Clubs of Tarpon Springs gather signatures on petitions to protect natural areas.
These are to get an amendment on the ballot in 2014, and it is to continue the funding that was set aside for 20 years but has now been dwindling. They're putting it in other things, and we want to make sure a certain amount of money, 33% of these document stamps, it's an excise tax that's already in place, it's not a new tax. We want to make sure that money is set aside for conservation. This is what Florida is all about. It's clean beaches, it's wildlife, it's state parks, the Everglades, and we want to make sure that it's all there for our children and our grandchildren.